earlier on Daf,
Peches and Medalev, Allah Svaru. Let us start from here. We hear the Kashi, what is the Makir that Eidecha will name it? So first the Gemara wanted to bring from Eihoida, and the Gemara said that Eihoida works with Shtike Kahido. Allah Svaru, Midi Bahava Achatiche, Sofik Shal Chaylov, Sofik Shal Shumit. So just like an Eidechot is Neman over there, so an Eidechot is Neman here. What does he Rashi? V'oma Ali Bori Li B'shimenu D'mehem V'havada Ipshit Alon V'samchinu L'aloi Kol Zman Shalai Nechshad. That's if a person says, but it's Shuman is Neman. Dilatoch in Locha Odom Eicha Mishal Chavero, in Locha Odom Seimech Albanei Beitzei. Let's go further. So the Gemara says, Midomi, Osam Lo Yischazik Yisure. In your case, Achatich Sofik Chaylub Sofik Shuman, it's not Yischazik Yisure. It's not Yischazik Yisure. So no Bechad is Neman Tegim Mavara. Hoch is chazak yisura d'eishas ish. Here she's becheskes eishas ish. And now the Eidechad is coming to say meiz baila. So he's saying keneged is chazak. Kasha number one. And the ein dover shebel v'pochas mishnai. Here a second kasha. But it's a dover shebel the stamas are yisurim. Kasha number one is atul the stamas are yisurim b'mokim is chazak is not neman. Number two, this is not Stamasum, this is Yisurim of Dover Sheberim. By Dover Sheberim is something you need to aid. Olo idom ye elo lachatiche devadei chaylep. V'os eidecho dvam abori li dushumanav guloi mehema. So the Gemara says, you know what, the case of our Mishnah is similar to a case of a chatiche devadei chaylep. V'os eidecho dvam abori li dushumanav guloi mehema. So the Gemara says, Midomi, Osam Afilosa Bei Meiloi Mehemni, Och Ekiven Dechayosa Bei Trei Mehemni, Chadnami Lehemni, Midi Dava Tevel Hegdish Vekainomis. Just let's see Rashi, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Ischazik Yisure Bahi Chetiche, Oleidom Yekushehu, Midava Tevel Hegdish Vekinomis, Avagav Dishazik Yisure Samchinen Alei. Now, Lachere, it's very interesting, when the Gemara started asking the Kashe, that here in Eidechot shouldn't be Neman, so the Gemara says a Moshel, why shouldn't he be Neman? So the Gemara says here it's similar to Achatiche Devada Chaylov Va'os Eidechad Va'omer Borili Deshuman Haver Deloy Mehem. This is similar to Achatiche that's Vada Chaylov. So Lachere, what's the dimyan to Achatiche that's Vada Chaylov? Achatiche that's Vada Chaylov. So the Gemara asks on that. The Gemara asks that Achatiche that's Vada Chaylov and Philom Meidem also at Nemon. So the Gemara, so what did the Gemara mean over here? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? So I think this Gemara be Amir de Karaye, the Rabbi Kiveger, Ksubis, Rafiyad Gimla Medbeis. We have to understand why is it that Eidechot is not Nemon Keneged Ischazik? What is the Svara that Eidechot is not Nemon Keneged Ischazik? So one could learn pshat that because the chazoke is menagid what Eidechot is saying. Let's talk about tevel for a minute. We'll speak about tevel soon. That something at a cheskas tevel. So chazoke is telling me that it's tevel, and Eidechot is telling me it changed. It's eis tevel. So if there's a chazoke kineged and Eidechot, that's menagid Eidechot, he's not nem. That's a Yekudlam shot. Rabbi Kveiger in Ksuba says, that's not pshat. No, pshat is, doho da ein eidechod nemo neged chazoke, hainu davke loimer shenishtane. An eidechod is not nemo to say that something changed. Without him saying Eidus, we wouldn't have a suffix whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Kveiger says. So Rabbi Kveiger says, an Eid Echot is an amonis to be mevaros fakes. That's how the Gemara bought it. Suffolk Caleb, Suffolk Shuman, and Eidechot is Neman to be Mevarer the Suffolk. But to say that there was a Hishtanus, something that I assume Vitoiris Vadai, it's like this, the Lomdus of Chazaka is, that why should you clear Sveikis? Forget, you have no right to clear Mehichi Taisi that there was a Hishtanus. And Eidechot is coming to tell us that there was a Hishtanus. He's saying to Neged Avadai. That means, that's the Svara. So Emerson, the Gemara here is pinpointing the Chasara. But the Gemara went L'chaira a little overboard. That means the Gemara said that Eidechot is not Nemon K'neged something that's Vadai Chalef. To make a Vadai, Ois Vadai. So by Emerson, L'chaira the Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara asks, after 100 Eidim are also not Neman. Later we're going to have a Suffolk and Taisvis, let's talk about this case, that something is Vadai Chalev. That means we all assumed till now that this fat is Chalev. This fat is Chalev. And two Eidim will come and tell us, Abaisai, this fat is not Chalev, this fat is Shuman. So, will it become Trei Kemeye? Okay, they say it's Shuman. We always assume this is Chalev. Is it Trei Kemeye? So, Taisva says that something that Dovah Hanira VeYedua LaKoyo, you don't say Trei Kemeye. That's not Trei Kemeye. Trei Kemeye is by an occurrence. Two said this happened, 100 said this happened. But if there is something in front of us, and we all know it's this, and two Eidim say it's something else, then there's not enough Trei Kemeye. But Al Kaponim, we'll see the Taisvis at the end of the Amud, that Dovah Hanira B'Yidua L'Kerl, there's no din of Trei Kemeye, that the Trei will say Fakerl. But Al Kaponim, I think the Gemara over here is pinpointing the Chesaron. That an Eidechot is not Nemon b'mokim Vadai. So the Gemara wanted to say Vadai Chalev, so must say Vadai Chalev, I feel it twice them won't be Nemon. But the Gemara says, no, I mean, we Vadai assumed that it was like this Midin Chazoke, because the Din Chazoke is telling us why should you think that a change occurred? So we are under the assumption that it's Vadai like this, ich klar gar nicht. There's no Suffolk. And then Eidechot come and tell us that something happened. So that Emerson is the Chesaron of the Nemonis of Eidechot. Because he's not Nemon, he's only Nemon to be Mevarer Sveikis, not to be Mechadish Sveikis. So the Gemara says, L'chayri is Nemon, he's Nemon by Teva, that's not true. Stamazoi, Avadai of Chazoki, he's Nemon to be Mevarer against, to be Mechadish that there was a Shini. We see he's Nemon by Teva, Hegdish v'kinomis. So the Gemara says, Hai Teva l'hechidomi. Let's hear what you're asking. In which case is he Nemon? Idi day, if it's his Teva, and he said that there were Mafresh Trume, Mishum de biyodi l'sakma. It's biyodai to change the status. So it seems something that's biyodai is nemo k'neged ischazik. Since it's biyodai to change the matzev, so mamelo then he's nemo to say, even to be mechadish a change occurred. Ella diach, no, you mean to say, ne dechod is nemon to say, an yenim's table that it became mufrish. Maikosov, ikosov, terem yisholoy al shal chavere, eni tzorich das bailem, if the loche is. That terem yisholoy al shal chavere, eni tzorich das bailem, ishim de biyodi lesakna. So, zweite biyodi lesakna. Because of a tzorich das bailim, and if he owed tzorich das bailim, v'ma ano yedane bei the miskon he gufa minolo. And if you say that it's not biyodi to be misakim, he need das bailim, and he says I know that the bailim was mafreshed, he gufa minolo. Who told you that they nechad is nemen in such a case? Hegdish nami, ikedushes domim. If he says someone was magdish something lebede kabayis, and he says that it was nifte b'shem diyode levdaisai. It's biyode levdaisai. Someone may write the biyode. Someone never it's biyode. There's no chesaron of his chazi. He kedushas aguf. If he's made on a kedushas aguf that they were shayil on it, he didei b'shem diyode lechuli alei. If it's his, so it's also biyode. It could be shayil on the hegdish. Ela diyachem. And if he's saying, on Yenim's kol, Boma Yedana Bei De Itchel Mori Alei, he go for Minola. So how do you know he's talking Nemon? There is a Cheskes Kolben, and he says that the Bailam Bashoil, who says he's Nemon? Kainomis Namei, Ikesava Yeshmi, Ila Bekainomis, Ukdushis Domim Noch Salom. If you'll say that there's a Din Mila, a person is Nena from a Kainomi, yes to pay, Kerem Bechaimish, there's a Din Mila, if the pay gavoye, so kedushas domim nachsulu, that the kainam is kile is matvesit with a kedushas domim. So then, if there's a din mile, so then there's a din pidyin is mishim diyadil of daisai. So he's nemon to say it was nifte because it's biyadil of daisai. Because of ein mile bekainames, and if he holds, there's no din mile bekainames. Bisura baal mudarachi blua kasve, and there's only an isa, there's no kedushas dom in there. Idi days, if it's his koinam, mishim diyodi lechuli alei, he could be shayil. It's biyodi lechuli, so it's, whenever there's biyodi, there's no son of his chazik. Elo diyacha, no, it's speaking about someone else, made the koinam. But Omar, he says, I know you done it, shall mori alei, igufi minola. So we're back to the kasha that, how do you know, it's Yahum Mekir, that Eidecha Neman Bisurim, you learn out, because an Eidecha is Neman by a Chaticha Sofik Chalub Sofik Shuman. That's Eiskishpalt, because how can, Dwerashi says, how can one person eat together with another person? But that's only by a Sofik Isa, and Eidecha there's a Koyach Levruri. But how do you know where it's Chazik, which we assume Beteiris Vadai, that it is that way, that he has an emunah to be Mechadish, that an Ishtanis occurred? Omar Abzeire Mitoichayme Shech Malta Oler B'Seifo, he calls the Oler B'Tchilo. That since we made Meira de Khumris on the Isha, that means if she'll get married and the husband comes back alive, so she's in a lot of hot water, so we rightfully assume that before she gets married, she'll do a lot of research and investigation to make sure that her husband is takedet. So Mameila, that's why Hekalta Olei Betchila. That's why we were Meikul Betchila, that we believe the Eidech. There's a tziruf of Isha Daika Mincevet. So the Gemara asks, Loi Lichme V'loi Leiko. So why did Chazal do such a thing? He says, that means you're telling me like this, Mitzad Eidechod is not Neman. Now we have, because of all the Chumres, we put on her, if her husband is alive and she'll get married by Yisrael, that's what we're making, so Loi Lichme V'loi Leiko. So the Moral says, no, we had to be Meiko Mishum Igune Akilo Bo Rabbonim. זאת רעש, יקדוש את הגוף קודשי מזבח, איקה סובה יש מילה בקיינומס, תקודשי בדק הבייס הם, משום הקיינם דובה זה אולי, מי שאת קיינם דובה זה אולי, קיינם זה לא שם קודם, ויסז ענה חתיכה, ויסז ענה פס, או יסז קיינם דובה זה אולי, so he's saying that it should be equivalent to have a kedushas kolbin. In other words, he wants to put a kedushas, it can't become a kolbin, so he wants to put a kedushas damim on it. So memela, so if a kainam creates a chiyuv mila, so a kainam should also, this should be a dimpidyon, so it's be a little daisa. Because of a ein mila, the kainam loshen nedav, it's not a loshen of hegdish, it's a loshen of Issa, some of the male said there's no dim pidyon. So if it's his, he's nema not biyadi lechule. If it's not his, meichi teis he's nema. Shechmal tala besoifo, shimbo baila tanoifna la kol advor ma'elu, shebibish leseinu, ikaros yodo bitchilo la tira linose, mibnei shichai sheshes, shemet iskalko, buloi minsivo ad de botko shapir. Let us see Taisvis. Borili de Shumin de Mehema. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Makir de Dechad is Nehema to say a base bailo. The Makir is because an Dechad is Nehema to be Mavar by a Chaticha Sofik Chelev Sofik Shumin. Yesh Meforshim de Gemrina Minide. Not the way Rashi says, for Maisim Bechol Yoim. No, we have a limit from Nida. The Oma Bamada V'Sofro Lo La'atzmo. We learn that the Pasuk is V'Sofro Lo, that we trust her, and she can tell us if there were Shiva Nikiyim. So Memele, so we see Eidecha Nema B'Yisur. V'im Toimem Kein Afilo Yischazik Yisur Anami. So L'Chayre, אפילו את ישחזק יסורי, ואימרי, נידה נמי, נידה נהישה עכשיו רוסו, מקום מוקם לא ישחזק יסורי, שתירה לא אילום. The Marsha in Gittin explains, the thesis is a little bit more clear, דרך סחמיר, the Marsha explains, when the Isha sees dam, there's two shailas. There's one shaila, will she continue seeing dam? That's one shaila. And then there's another shaila. Fully, she stopped seeing dam, but she's tame. She's nischazik betume. So on the second chazoke, the Marsha explains it's biyoda. It's biyoda litvel. It's biyoda lispoel. So memele. So that's no problem. Our Gemara says, whenever it's biyodo, so it's not called this chazik. No, the shaila is, she saw dam, let's see, she's a zovir, so she saw dam 3 days, so Taisa said, and that is bachlal no chazoket. That shows, since she saw 3 days, means so every day she's going to see dam, so she'll never have nikiyim. There's no such chazoket. So memela, that's the makir. The makir, they decha nemen bisurim. Is from Nide, that it's Isurim, and she's Nemon, and it's not Ischazik. The Ri is Dam is not Ischazik, and the Tum is also not Ischazik, because it's beyond the Lisper Volitva. Midi Dahava Atevel Vahegdish. The Imtoima Vahicha Yalfin and Ishe Mitevel Vahegdish. The endover shebeel ve poches mishnai. He said, the Gemara asked two kashas. The Gemara asked one kasha was, it's ischazik yisurim. A second kasha, the Gemara asked, it's endover shebeel ve. So the Gemara, and the kasha of ischazik yisurim, the Gemara being zaraya from Tebu, you see, dechod is nemon keneged ischazik. But there's another kasha, there's a kasha, it's endover shebeel ve. Primary, the Avishaich Lemelef Mitevu Vahegdish, Avamine Doho Dein Dova Shebeelva Poches Mishnai, Ani Mili Loisro Al Bailo. Could be the whole din that a Dova Shebeelva needs to aid him
is davke lo Yisrael baila. De ein echad nemon lesser. De linyin isa ksiv ki motza bo ervas dom. Aber lahatiro chadnami nemon. So lechayra Taismus is saying like this. The Gemara asked two kashas. One kasha was, an edechad is not nemon, b'mokim ischazik. Now this kasha was, as we had mentioned before, that means, let's say, a fellow will say, according to Shitas HaTaisvis, that the mekor edechad nemon b'surim is b'sofra lo, and b'sofra lo, grad, is not keneged ischazik. Ischazik is a sword where Rabbi Kivege says, we only see an edechad is nemon to be mevaris fake, it's not to be mechadish, chidushim, that there was a ishtanis. Fine. That's a svar. I mean, English boy ala chidusha, it says. Now, if for some reason we see by tevel that an edechod is nemo, so for some reason we see that that the edechod is nemo, keneged ischazik, so fine. You have to know the mekayer. From Nidi, you can't learn out. But if by tevel it says he is nemo, so you see that he's nemo. We have to find the mekayer. But lamai said echad is nemo keneged ischazik. There was misvore that be a svore to say you can't learn it out from neither. So a kaponim, but there's no svore that I mean it could be he is nemo to be mechadish ishtanus. We don't. So if you show me by tevel that he's nemo, so he's nemo. The kasha by dover shebe'erve was not a svore. Kashif of Dovah She'erv is a posik. The posik says that Kimotza Bo'erv is Dovah, and it says that we learn out of Gzei Rishov, Dovah, Dovah, Mi Moment. So we learn out that by Dovah She'erv, you need to aid them, just like by Moment, you need Tapish Naimedim Yochum Dovah. So we learn out, so this is a limud. So Memele, so if the only kasha will be from the limud is not muchach to learn that lahatu dovish be'erva, you need to aid him. The pasuk is speaking about kimotze bo ervas dova lesser isha al bailo. By isin it says there's a chaimel. That's what the pasuk is speaking about. Lesser there's a chaimel. And it could very well be that the chaimer is not is lav davke mitzad dover shebe'erve. Could be there's a chaimer lesser. It's not so poshut. Neidechod is nemon lesser. Say nisnasech yainech nit mutarei sayech. It's not so poshut. Bechal there's an emonus of eidechod lesser. Even to make a chiyuv avelus tachsim it is a whole shalv neidechod is nemon. So it means al tekash and dover shebe'erve we can there's no often a posik that says klor that be matter a dover shebe'erve you need to aid them. I kedushas domim mishum de biyodei lifdaisa. So the Gemara says, you're telling me by Hegdish that a person is saying that it was Nifteh. So, as the Gemara says, if it's Kedusha is Domim, it's Poshet by his Neman. Pshim Debiyodeh Lefdoisa. Va'afilu Dechavre. And that the Gemara doesn't go into it. That means even though not that I was Magdish it. By Trumeh, the Gemara started going it. Whose Tevel is it? Whose is it my Tevel? Is it Yenim's Tevel? If it's Yenim's Tevel, they have a problem. If Teirim is Shalayr Shal Chaveira, the Gemara went into the Shaila, when if it's Yenim's Tevel already, can I be Teirim? Can I not be Teirim? When the Gemara speaks about Kedushas Domim, the Gemara says, Pashtistik, Kedushas Domim, it's Biyodi Levdeisa, Afilu Dechavre. So Toysi is Sakashe, Bloy Domi, Lenete Revai, Beidi Yoche, Livteis, Ela Bailov. Neta Revai is also it's Kodesh. And there only the Bailim can be paided. So Taisvi says, the Choshev Bershus Bailim Afapi Shehu Momin Gavoye Kivin Shem Oichlam Oisei Birushalayim Aval Hegdish Loi Choshev Bershus Bailim Yoisei Mishal Kolodam. So Taisvi is saying as follows. Neta Revai in Hilchis Momin is, it's not my Momin. It's Momin Gavoye. It's Mama Gavoy, like my Sashani is Mama Gavoy, that the Rabbi is Mama Gavoy. It's Mama Gavoy, it's Kaidish, it's Mama Gavoy, the Kaidish Elulam Hashem, it's Kaidish. But the Baal Haneta Ravai has Aschus Achila in the Kaidish. That means it's not his, he can't be Mekadish Anisha with it, but he has Aschus Achila to eat that Kaidish in Yerushalayim. So therefore, if it's his, he has Aschus Achila in the Kaidish, so Memela Safashtaitzach, so what right does someone else have to be paid it? It's, I have Aschus Achila in the Kaidish, so the Bailam has Schusim in the Kaidish. Masha'en came by Kedusha's Domim, a person is Magdish, Asus, Lebedek Abayis, it's finished. He's Mesulik Lagamri. Now it's Momin, now it's Momin Gavoya and finished, and now anyone can be paid it. Ikesava yesh mila bekeinamais is biyade levdaisa. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara said that if the keinamais is if there is a dipidyon, if there's not a dipidyon, is dependent on the shaila if there's a dimila. If there's a dimila, so there's a dimpidyon. There's no dimila, there's no dimpidyon. Hiksha Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Rabbeinu Meir. The Bishvui is peri gimel mashme tafilu leman da omar yesh mila bekeinomis ein lempidyon. He said, our Gemara was Mekasha, the Din Pidyon, but the Din Meila. And Taisva says, it's not true. That if Yod Yesh Meila, the same Pidyon. The San Yehosa. Kikir Zu Hagdish. If a person was Magdish HaKikir, Ba'achlo. And afterwards he ate the Kikir. Bein Hu, Bein Chavei Reimol. So there's a Din Meila. He was Magdish the Kikir. Lefichach yesh lo pidyon. So there's a dim pidyon. It's mamish. It's he was magdish. Kikir zu olai hegdish. But what if he said kikir zu olai hegdish? Is hu mal v'chaveiroi loy mal. So this is already kainomis. Kikir zu olai kainomis loshen kolm. Kikir zu olai hegdish. For me it should have dine hegdish. Humal v'chaveiro Elohimo, because he only made it on himself. Lefikach ein la pidyon. Therefore, there's no pidyon. It's not hegdish. It's only a lie. So there's no dim pidyon. V'chachomim oimrim loimol. So the machlokes Rameya in the chachomim is Rameya holds yesh mila b'kainomis. The chachomim hold ein mila b'kainomis. But both of them hold there's no dim pidyon. There's no afilu Rameh that says yesh din milah. There's no dimpidyon. The chachamim all there's no dimilah either. Mashme the bereish dava hegdish gomu kikazu hegdish yes lapidyon. But hegdish is a dimpidyon. I will say for the koma olai the avi koinam afal pishem all even though he's mol ain't lapidyon. So many yitzhak ben Rabbeinu Meir said. Our Gemara is Mekasha, the Din Pidyon to the Din Mila. From the Gemara in Shavuos, we see that one isn't Mekusha to the other. V'tiritz Rabbeinu Tam, the Kainomis, the Osulu Akulaum, Yesh Lo Pidyon L'Rameya. That what Rameya says is a Din Meilin, there's no Din Pidyon, that is by a Kainom Proti. That it's only a kainim for one person. So even though there's a din mila, but there's no din pidyon because you can't consider it momin gavoya lagabi. If it's only kaidish lagabi me, it's lagabi someone else. It's not kaidish. So there is no din pidyon. Yes, love the hasam. Even the dam yila hegdish. But if he made a koinam kloli, a koinam that asks on everyone, so since this is similar to Agdish, legabi everyone it's Agdish, so then there's a din pidyon. Teida, I'll bring you a ray, midinokat kikazu alai, if you'll tell me that that Rab Meir holds by all koinomis, afilu akoinim klali, there's no dimpidion. So why did Rab Meir say kikazu alai? So kocha by stois, vakel davka by akoinim proti, there's no dimpidion. But akoinim klali, there's a dimpidion. The imtaima will live like bekainim gufe. So Taisus asks, if that's the key, that a kainim klod is a dipidion, a kainim ploti, there's no dipidion, so why did it say in the reisha kikazu hedish, well, let's say kikazu, the kainim. The nira the reisha gufa airi bekainim. That's ein chanami. The reisha takat pidion bar a kainim. Boho diktoni kikazu hedish. Not that he's magdish it, ki hegdish. It should be like hegdish. Comma. The Rab Meir loishoni lei ben kolben le ki kolben b'sefer kamad in the Dorim. It's according to Rab Meir, the Mishnah that speaks about the loishoinis of the Dorim. So the Gemara says according to Rab Meir, doesn't matter if he says kolben or ki kolben. So the chof is understood. Vudin ben hegdish le ki hegdish. Given the daite akoinim, so Taisvi says, so what's machia? He says, kik is a hegdish. So what's machia? Does it become mamish hegdish or does it become ke hegdish? So Taisvi says, it matters what he's thinking about. So if he's thinking about ke hegdish, so there's no chesoron in the etzem loshen, what he said, and it's taka, the taka becomes akoinim kloli. Inami, if you don't like this teretz, I'll tell you, Kigoin Shapirish Pedikagdish. The Reish is taka, the Loshen of the Reish is Labdavka. Speaking about it, he said, Kik is a Kagdish. I said, why didn't Tana explain this? Why did the lay Airi Lefrushi be Sefer? Since it wasn't necessary to be Meforish in the Sefer, that he said, Kagdish. Because there, Dokomar Alai, there we understand already, he means Kehegdish. Kik is Alai Hegdish. So it can't mean Hegdish Mamish. He can't say it's Hegdish Alai. So there, from the Alai is Megala that he means Kehegdish. It's like Polish, like Nami Bereish. So since in the Seif he didn't explain, it wasn't necessary to explain that it means kehegdish because the Alai spells it out. So Mamel and the Reish, it's like speaking about kehegdish, but he didn't speak it out. Vashta pligi chachomim bein ha-reish bein ha-seif. So now it comes out. If we are saying that the Reish is speaking about koinomis, so that what it says that there's a din mile, there's a din pidyon, That's debatable. That's everything according to Rab Meir. According to the Chachomim, the way we learned before that, Hegdish means Mamish Hegdish, so Fakel, that was a double Muskim. Hegdish, everyone knows is a din Mila and Pidyim. But now Taisvus is saying that the Reish is Divir Rab Meir, so the Chachomim are Chalek and the Reish also. Uberoiv Svarim Goris Bereish ain't Bein Amudah, but Chachomim Oimrim, Bein Kach Ubein Kach Loimol. So this is Beikach Ubeinkach. So they're going on the Reisha also. So you see the Takachilik on the Reisha. Because Sininami Hosam Bereisha Koinam Kika Zu Egdish. So it says Takaloshin of Nedorim Koinam Kika Zu Egdish. Agavuche, the Rabbeinu Tam said that the whole Rab Meir who holds that there's a din pidyon by koinomis, davka by koinom kloli, not by a koinom proti. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Al kaponim Rashi, we see is chaylik on that, because Rashi says, ikasove yesh mila by koinomis, the kochi bedek habay is saying, mishaoma koinom dovo ze olai. So Rashi says, klo, we're speaking about a koinom proti. So we see that the Psrashi is chaylik on Taisus. Mitei chaymer shechmarto oleho b'soifo, ikalto oleho mitchilose. Nire l'ri, the leslon l'meymer anan sadi de daiko minseve, Benemon eidechot bekach minatayr. Taisva says you can't say it's an ansadi de daiko minzve. Benemon eidechot bekach minatayr. Now I had a stickle ha'ore on the lotion of Taisva. It's a psazai, it's posach be, bekad besayim bechovis. Like Taisva says, let's just understand what the Ri is saying. That's not pshat. Pshat is, but what the Taisva is saying, you shouldn't say anan sadi de daiko minsebe, anan sadi that she's daiko minsebe. V'nemon eidechot bekach minatoyre. Anan sadi she's daiko minsebe, and eidechot is nemon. So mayin shmita leitzel har sinai, she's daiko minsebe, anan sadi she's daiko minsebe. And therefore, the eidechot is nemon minatoyre. The eidechot is nemon. And if Taisus would say that you metzarif the two birurim, Taisus would seem to say, since anan sadi that she's daiko minsebe is the far is nemon eidechot bekach minatoyre. Could be Taisus means to say as follows: there's a the kevager and the chuvis simen kufchav hay. Says as follows. The vadai, the chol eid echod, the meid meis bailo. So we have an agamora, a kugel. The eid echod says meis bailo, and the mitoy chod, and she's daiko minzebe, and so somehow that's why she's permitted to get married. So Rabbi Kevega says, vadai, kol eid echod the meid meis bailo, heter nigma miyad. As soon as the eid echod comes to Bezdin and says meis bailo, so the heter is right away, she's allowed to get married. Av koidem she nises v'nigma bebiru hadiyuke. That means Bezdin doesn't say, I hear you say meis bailo, let's wait 12 months, we'll give her time to be medayik, and then I'll tell you a psak. It doesn't work like that. The minute the Eidechot comes and says, Meis Baila, she's mutter to get married. What's that kibshat? If the whole heter is based on Isha Daika Mitzvah, so, if there's no Daika yet, so how can there be an emonis? So, Bekebeke says, I'm going to give out. Vahatam, the loy chayshinon l'sheker. Given the idea that since we're not chayish that this aid will be meshaker, since he knows she'll be medayik, that's what the Kevega said. There's a Rabbi Kevega, and perhaps we could be mamtik with what we had mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we had mentioned that the Taisus HaRosh in Gittin Daf Yudam at Beis is mitzadid that our Neidechot is not Nemon is because it's a chash mishaker. That's why Neidechot is an Emel Gabi Momen. Because it's a chash mishaker. To wait them is not chash mishaker. So one could learn. So when is there chash mishaker? When the Neidechot has a confidence in himself that you won't find, if I say a lie, they won't find out I'm lying. So male, then he's choshul l'shaker. But if the Eidechot knows that Isha Daiko Mintzeva, she won't get married till she turns over the whole world. And she won't leave a stone unturned. So Memele, and if he's stuck alive, he's gonna find out about it. And then, how's he gonna face the world? That they see he said a lie. So Memele, so that takes off the Chash Meshaka. So it could be that's what Taisvis wanted to say. I mean, I tell you it works that way. Since Anan Sadi, that the Daiko Mintzeve, she's going to be Medayik, is Venemon Eidechot Bekach. So that's sufficient. Eidechot is only possible because it's a Chash Meshaker. But here, since I know she'll be Medayik and it'll become Nizbar Adom, so the Chash Sheker falls off. That's Pshat. So Taisvis says, I don't want to say that, Pshat. I don't want to say that it works that way. Maybe there's a svara, maybe there's a disagzeiris melech also, maybe. But Taisvis had such a tzap, I said, I don't want to say that, Pshat. Taisvis doesn't say a reason why not. No, it's minatayre take. This kugel is not a biro minatayre, but the midarabon on his name. Aye, how are Chazal able to be matter anisa dover shebeelve? When the akira is dover minatayre, this is the ikar dover minatayre bekum basay the matter anishes ish with a. Kivin shedoyma hadova hogel lahamin, since misvore chitzoyne, it's mistava to be mamin. So remember, that's not called an akiris dova min a turkey. Moshe forish lakama bepilkin, shebedova shiesh ktsas tam osmach leichoshiv oiker dova min a turkey. That means, even though I'll pi the letter of the law, I'll pi aloche, it's not ois gehalten, if there's a svore that it's mistava like that, so then that's not called an akira dova min ha-toire, and lamaise, so they were permitted to be mamane de dechot. Zok the Gemara vayta. Teitze mizeh umizeh. We added the Mishneh, that if an Eidechot came and said Meiz Baila, and later the Baal comes back alive, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. Omara, that the holding of Teitze Loi Shonu Eloshenises Be'Eidechot, that an Eidechot said Meiz Baila, and then the Baal comes back, then it's Teitze Minasheni. Avonises Alpishnei Eidim Loi Teitze. But if two Eidim said Meis Baila, Loi Teitze from the Sheni. Two Eidim said Meis Baila. So she's married to the Sheni. She remains married. Mochko Alei B'Marove. So on the Marove in Eretz Yisrael, they left at Ishtik Teure. Also Gabre V'Koi, Vat Amret Loi Seitze. I don't understand. Well, what's Pshat? Two Eidim say that he's dead and he comes back. They said two Eidim said that he died. And now he comes back, so Rav said that, but since Tweidim said he's dead, so she's allowed to remain by the Sheni. So let's just see the bottom Toisvis. Also, Gavre Vikoi, Vim Toima. What's there something to laugh about? Kiven the Ike Trei, the Omri Meis, the two people that said Meis. Afil Ike Meir, the Omri Shezeus, even though there are 100 people that are saying that he came back alive. What's the kasha? So it's treye treye. And we'll see later in the Gemara that Fakat Rav was mekel by treye treye. That Rav was mekel, that if she got married, she's by treye treye, she's permitted to stay with the second husband. So Mamela, so Tosfos asks, so what's the difference, Osa Gavre Vikoi? What do you mean? We say he's the dead person. But the two Eidim said he's dead. They said they buried him. He's dead. Finished. So we say that he's the husband. They say he's not the husband. So it's Trei Kameya. V'yeshloime de lagabi dovo hanire b'yadua l'koil l'hoyoy merava v'vishnei Eidim l'yseitzi. That means that Trei Kameya is only on an incident that occurred. This Chiluke Day is what had occurred. But here, we all agree that this is the husband. We knew him, and then he's here, and we recognize him. And these two Eidim saying, no, he's dead. This is the husband. He says he's the husband. We recognize him as the... So... They say it's a very interesting coincidence, but he's dead. I mean, there's no such din. So that's what Taisa says. There's no din edis that can be machia something which is nira v'yadu alaka. So that was mochkele b'marove. What did Rav say? The Edim came and said that he's dead and he comes back alive as lois eitze. Loitzriche. The loyadinelai. No, we don't recognize him. Speaking about someone comes back. They said that the husband Reuven died, right? Someone comes back, it's a maisa of 20 years already, someone comes back and he says, I'm Reuven. And we don't recognize him. So the Gemara says, if that's the case of some emails, but since two Edom said he's dead, so you say you're Reuven, very good, but two Edom say he's dead, some emails, so we can assume he's dead, and she's permitted to remain married to the second husband. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so Mamela, so why did Rab say Davke by two Edim? By one Ed should also be the same thing. One Ed said Meis Bailo. And one Ed is Nemo. And she got married. Once she got married. And now, someone says, he comes back and he says, I'm Reuven. No one recognizes him. So since they dechot his anamonis, So also should be loiseitze. Why, if that's the case of Rav, that the loche should apply a filu by a neidechot. So I wanted to just say over a shtikel ha'ore. In lochere, what is pshat in the Gemara's kash? The Gemara says, a neidechot also should be the same din. Atzushtel. By one aid, if a kroshe chat keneged chat. That means, neidechot said Reuven died. This person is coming by, he says, I'm Reuven. So we have a krosh echad keneged chad, so why is it so poshut that, loiseitze? Bishlemi, by two Edim, so there's two Edim. He says, I'm Reuven, so, he's not nemen tarseisach, he neged two Edim. Why was it so poshut to the Gemara that by one Edim, the halacha should also be the same? So perhaps we could say two bahalchim in the Gemara. The Shach in Yeredeyim, Simen Kufchav Zayin, Sivkot in Yudalit, brings down a Yesodis to Keritve. The Ritve says a Yesod, that there's a klal, Kol Mokim Shemina Teire Eidechot Areyu Kishnaim, Bein Dvorov Shal Echot B'mokim Shnaim. This halacha, the Ritva explains as follows. He says, speaking about what's a meis bailo. In order for an eid to say meis bailo, really meis bailo is a chazik, meis bailo is a dover shebe'elve. So really you need two eidim to say meis bailo. If chazal wa mamin an eid echot, so our kolchach pshat is that Chazal gave him a din shnayim. That means we don't go away from the halachas. The halacha adover shebe'er v'nit shnayim. So we said he's nemot. So we gave him a din shnayim. So the one who said mace, to say mace is adover shebe'er v'nit. See, it's a din shnayim. The one who says loy mace, and loy meis, Chazal never gave him an amonis to say loy meis. There's no miyuchedik in amonis to say loy meis. So memele, it's chad keneged chay. That's what the Ritva says. Kol mokim shemina teire dech darei kan shnayim bein dvorov shalachat b'mokim shnayim. So the Ritva says, that's speaking about, not by Yisurim. If you'll talk about Yisurim, that the one sheichet will say that I shechted good. And another shaykhet will say that he didn't shecht good, to be achat keneged chad by Yisurim. There is no mokim, komokim shemine dechot, because they each one has an amonis of a dechot, so could be no cancel out. But by the edus of meis bailo, that Chazal gave him an amonis of shnayim, so then there's a cloud that ain't echad b'mokim shnayim. So it could be that's pshat na gemara over here. The gemara says so. So what's the difference between two eidim or one eid? The first eid is a din of shnayim bein dvorav shel echad b'mokim shnayim. Or perhaps we can say a second svara. That since the first eid came first and she got married, she already was nischazik. Was nischazik that her husband is dead. Kvega mentioned such a svara that the first aid creates a chazok, so the second aid is now being made keneged chazok. So it could be that pshat in the Gemara. So Kaponim, the Gemara is asking, if that's the case that no one recognizes him, and one aid or two aidim say that he died, so this one who's coming, is not pekoyach to be meitzi hami bailo. So the Gemara says, Leitzrichano, the case of Rav is as follows. The osu beitrei, two said meis bailo. Leitzrich the osu beitrei v'omru anan avinan ba'adei, mechinofak, v'adhashte. That two Edom come and say, this person, Reuven, I know you don't recognize him, but when Reuven left the city 20 years ago, we went with him together, and we were with him till now. You don't recognize him. You didn't see him for 20 years. A person changes in 20 years. Any physical change in the Tzures HaOdom makes that you can't recognize him. So that's the Chiddush of Rav. So the Chiddush of Rav is as follows. Someone comes and he says he's Reuven. The way them said Reuven's dead. Now someone comes and says he's Reuven. And to aid them, come and say, this person is Reuven. Even though you don't recognize him, because he left 20 years ago, but we, when Reuven left the city, we went together with him, we were with him the whole time, and now we're coming back, this is Reuven. So now we have Trei Trei. And that's Rav's Chiddush. That is Rav's Chiddush. Rav is telling us that if she's married, she can remain married. By Trei and Trei, if she's married, she can remain married. So Meil is very good. If there'd be one eight that says Meis Baila, and two Edom come and tell us now that, and when two Edom come and tell us now that, that we were with, this is Reuven, and we were with him the whole time. So Vashtaitzich, we won't believe the eight. It's Ein Rov Shalachel B'Mokim Shnayim. But it's speaking about that two Edom said Meis Baila. And now two other Edom come and say, this is Reuven. We have no Achro. We can recognize him, but that also is not, doesn't mean anything. So Meile, so, and that Rav said, Eloi Seitz, Frek de Gemore, Soiv, Treye, Treininu. So, that's the case. So it's not so poshit. It's Treye, Treye. Babo oleho ba'oshem tolikoi. So, how could a husband be with her? Two say he's dead. How can the second husband be with her? Two say he's dead. Two say he's alive. So, babo oleho ba'oshem tolikoi. Omar Rav Sheshes kegoin sheniseis le'echod me'edeho. It's speaking about that she married one of the Edom. So, there was one of the Edom, so maybe there's no problem. He says, that Ed knows that Reuven's dead. So the Gemara asks, he gufe boshem toli kaime. So the Gemara asks that, but akaponim, how is she permitted to be with the second husband? The second husband is an aid. He says Meis Baila, but the two Edom that say Loi Meis. And so how is she permitted to be with him? She's Boshen Tolei Kaimen. Beimeres Borili. Speaking about, she said Borili. Let us see Rashi. Let us see the Rashi. Leiseitze, Kosal Kedaitech, Leiseitze Misheni. Anan avinam badei ilkech legabi eid echad mehemni. If we'll be an eid echad, so they're believed. Aber legabi trei, oil benisais loiseitz. Since it's trei trei, and she's married loiseitz. So the Gemara said, that Boshem Tali, echad meidel. I what about her? Borili, kigoin ayidei simonim. She's sure ayidei simonim. So it's not clear what Rashi means, but let's just say one pshat in the Rabbi Avraham in the Chassam Sofer, say pshat in Rashi that בורי לי שאין זה בי לי על ידי סימונים או תביעס עין. He's not my husband. I know my husband had a birthmark over here, something else. This is not my husband. So she's saying bori li. She's 100% sure that this is not her husband. So now Rashi says, Ashtik Teir, V'oshim toli ene bo ela al mi sheli boi noikfai. And an Oshim Toli is only brought by a person who he has heart palpitations. That means if she's tining bodily, she doesn't have to bring an Oshim Toli. Now, there's a Mirdike Kasha over here. Rashi is going with the Loshon HaGemara. Where's the kasha? She should have to bring a Nashim Toli. So the Gemara says, she's saying boldly, she doesn't bring a Nashim Toli. She doesn't have any heart palpitations. But fine. A Bordal, so the Ritva asks on Rashi, a Bordal Nashim Toli meyoche. I mean, it's a Sufik deraisa. She has simonim. She has a Tviya sign. She knows that it's, she knows that this is not her husband, but it's not this bori li ayudei simonim at Rashi says does not mean that it's a biru gomo. It's for her ein li bo noikvo. She's convinced. She has woman's intuition, whatever it is. She's convinced he's not her husband. Fine. So she'll be sleeping nights. So she doesn't have to bring an Oshim Toli. Aber halachically, hier wird drei, it's a Safik, Safik der Reise, Minateure lechumre, aber it's a Safik, it's, man, how do we let her be together with him? He's an Eid Echot, because he's an Eid, and he says that she's just going with Cheshbonis, that I'm sure that this is not my husband. But, That cannot be matter her halachically that she should be permitted to be with him. So the Ritva is chaylik on Rashi. And the Ritva says, bori li means that she knows he's dead. She's talking, bori li means that, not samus yodei simonim. She knows he's dead. She was mevar, she talking knows he's dead. She did research She went to the cavern, whatever it is, she knows he's dead. That's a Taish Borili. So, she knows he's dead, so. Not by Rashi. Rashi, if I say she doesn't really know he's dead, because Rashi says a shtik teire with Oshem Toli, with Libay Noikvoy.
There's a very interesting machloikis between the Ram in Ksubis Tavchav Beis Amet Beis and the Ritve Bayos. The Ram in Ksubis is also Chaylik and Rashi. And he says that Vadai Hochi Pirushoi Vaymeres Borili Sheri Isev Shemeis. Borili means, I know that he's dead. So he says, but why did Rashi not want to say like that? Namasin, the Ritva Tani is by us. That's the posture to translation of Borili. I know for sure he's dead. No, Rashi had a kasha. If it is speaking about that she says Borili that he's dead, so why isn't she Nemo? Ha'isha she'omra meis baili nemenes. That kasha bothered Rashi, and therefore Rashi had to say that it is speaking about that she doesn't say a real borili. So the Ran answers this kasha, Rashi's kasha, b'chi amrinin she'isha she'omra meis baili nemenes aynu b'deleke eidim demakre shelo. An isha that says meis baili is Nemon, if you don't have two Eidim that are Makashab. Here we have two Eidim that's Zehu Bailo. So there's no Kasha whatsoever that she should be Nema. You have two that say Zeo Baila. The Ritva also says by us that this Kasha was bothering Rashi. Aye, why isn't she Nema? Falochi lechude loy memne, de kiven dika edim de messiah lo omra bededomi. The Ritva says another teretz. The reason she is not Nemon when she says Meis Bailo, because there are two Edim that are Messiah. So Mamela, then her Amire is not, we can't accept her Amire, because if two Edim saying the same thing, she'll say Bidadomi, Afilo, she's not really sure. She'll rely on the two Edim, so therefore her Amire cannot be Mataha. I would like to try and explain the machloikis between the Ran and the Ritva, and I think the machloikis is dependent on the Chakira that Rabbi Kevege has in the Tshuvis, Simen Kuf Lamed Vov. There's one man, the Omer, that holds Treye Treye Sveike the Rabbonon, and the Minateri Ishtalam Chazoke. So Rabbi Kevege explains, why do you Ishtalam Chazoke by Treye Treye? So Rabbi Kevege has two mahalchim. One mahalach Rabbi Kevege has, that since through the Edim you don't have any biro whatsoever, it's Edus Mekheshes. So we say Salekes HaEdus, and then we have a biro of Chazoke. So the biro of Edus is not Mevara for us anything, so we're Mesalek Edus, and then we're Seimach on other birurim. That's one mahalach. Another Malach Rabbi Kevege says that Be'emesin, when there's Treye Treye, you can't have any other Birurim, because another Biru is not as strong as another Kat. And just like if we have a cloud Treye Kemeye, so Treye is like any other Birurim. The Pshat is that the Torah says if a person has a suffix and he doesn't know what to do, so the anhoge, the din chazok is a din niyug and anhoge. That means if I don't know what to do, I should continue doing what I was doing till now. So memele, misofik, I have to be noyig, to be continue my anhoge that was till now. So therefore, I shtel an chazok. But chazok is not a biru. Chazok is an anhoge mikoyach sofik. So I think these two tzdodim, if a biru tzdodi will help by trei yotrei, or only an hoga of chazoke helps by trei yotrei, that's the machloikis, the Ran in Ksubis and the Ritva by us. The Ran in Ksubis held that only an hoga sveikis will help. He can't have another biru. So the Ran in Ksubis says beautifully. The Ran in Ksubis says, so what was Rashi's kasha? Let's believe her. How can we believe her? There's two Edom that say Loimeis. There's two Edom that say Zeo Baila. So the kasha doesn't start. I wish tell on Chazoke. Chazoke is not a biru. Chazoke is a dinan hoge. Misofik. Mashenkin the Ritva held like the first Sadr Rabbi Kevege. That a chazoka amavareres helps by treye treye. You say salik es aedus, and you use a new biru. You use another biru. So mamele, so he said Rashi had a kasha. Forget about aedus. I have a new biru of a isha shomra meis baili nemenes. So therefore Rashi said, therefore the Ritva says it's not a kasha. Because when is she Nema? When there's not Edim saying together with her. There's Edim that's saying the same thing, Meis Baila. So she says, but the Domi, so she doesn't have an Amonis.